This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependability, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. During these winter months, the NHTSA has some tips for parents on how to keep your child warm and safe in a car seat. Remember, a bulky coat can create extra room in a car seat harness, while thinner layers provide the same warmth and the harness will still fit snugly. Remember that your child's safety harness in a car seat should always fit snugly. Wednesday, January 21st at 12 p.m., over at the Park Falls Senior Dining Site, you're invited to an advanced planning discussion. Richter Law Office and Burr Street Funeral Service invite you to join them for a presentation and open discussion on advanced planning, featuring attorney Deborah Richter, a representative from the Burr Street Funeral Service, and a certified pre-planning consultant. You're invited to join them for a meal ahead of the presentation as well. If you choose to do so, they ask that you reserve a meal 24 hours prior by calling 715-339-5302. Once again, this is taking place January 21st over at the Senior Dining Site. We're highlighting some of the stories that Civic Media has covered this past year. Here's Savannah Tomi Olson with more.
As we close out 2024, we're featuring some of our best stories from our reporters all over Wisconsin. Lisa Hale covers an organization aiming to help children on what can be the hardest day of their lives.
When there's an accident, fire, an arrest, or situation that puts children in crisis, calming them, distracting them, oftentimes falls to the first responders.
In these reach bags are a variety of books that the responders will carry in the squad car, the fire trucks, and the ambulances. So when they encounter a child in crisis, they have these valuable resources.
Kate Mann is the executive director of Reach a Child in Madison. Her organization supplies first responders with bags filled with books to help them connect to children in crisis.
And this is a way that we can help to comfort them and also distract them, take their mind off of the crisis at hand versus, say, a stuffed animal, which, you know, it can comfort in its own way. That doesn't really distract from the crisis. But when we can get them engaged in a book, that really helps to calm them down.
Reach a Child applies for grants and seeks donations at reachachild.org to cover all costs.
Speaking as a first responder, you know, our budgets are pretty tight and we don't have extra money to spend for books, right, to hand out to kids in crisis. So this is a wonderful tool that's provided to first responders free of charge that they can use in a proactive way when they encounter kids in crisis.
About 350 first responder groups have Reach a Child tools. Mann says it's her goal to get the bags to all 600 first responder organizations in Wisconsin. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to Civic Media News.
If you have leftover food from your holiday celebrations, remember that if you have not eaten those leftovers within 4 days, they should be thrown away. And when you do reheat them, make sure to reheat them to 165 degrees. This is for your safety to prevent illness. You can learn more about food safety at dhs.wisconsin.gov. January 23rd through to January 25th, it's the Phillips Winterfest. Winterfest is back with 3 full days of Northwoods fun for all ages. Highlights include a candlelight walk, a pack ice fishing tournament, the Phillips Flurry snowshoe race, Moose Lodge Kids Bingo, the Winterfest Shop Local event, and much, much more. Most events are free or low cost, and keep an eye out for a schedule posted by the Phillips Area Chamber of Commerce. Once again, this is taking place January 23rd through to January 25th over in Phillips. Rural Wisconsin schools are facing some funding difficulties. Here's Savannah Tomi Olson with more.
For years, Wisconsin school administrators have said the state funding formula isn't fair. Statewide, teachers say they're doing the best they can with what they have at a time when kids need more support and everything is more expensive. Rural districts face distinct challenges. The state recently announced significant funding cuts for more than 300 school districts across the state, many of which are rural. Those cuts stem from the state budget passed by the legislature. Jeff Idy with the Wisconsin Rural Schools Alliance says more cuts only exacerbate ongoing staffing issues, federal funding uncertainty, and dwindling resources, and that can lead to hard choices.
We make decisions that have the best impact for kids and least impact on our school district in the end. But that becomes just incredibly challenging when we haven't received as much of the funding.
ID says Wisconsin's established revenue limits further compound matters by creating inequities between districts. Schools that try to be more frugal end up capped at lower rates and they get less funding. ID says funding from the legislature hasn't met the rate of inflation for more than 15 years, and all of us have experienced inflation hitting just about everything, including schools, maintenance, utilities, and supplies. ID says with the right resources, rural districts could be unstoppable.
We do a great job of connecting to the students, the community. Once we have students and or staff come in and be a part of our rural school districts, they just love it. They love being a part of that. They feel connected. They feel like it's a great thing. Rural school districts are the heartbeat of their community and are incredibly important to the economy.
About 40% of Wisconsin students are in rural school districts. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to Civic Media News.
I'm Austin Bure, and this has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Badgers basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college hoops. The Wisconsin Badgers host the UWM Panthers tonight at the Kohl Center. Head coach Greg Gard asked what's he looking for from his team in tonight's game.
Quite frankly, just the we got to play harder. And that's something I didn't think we did. When I watched it in person and going through the film, it was obvious. Good teams will make you look foolish if you don't.
NBA, the Bucks beat the Hornets in Charlotte 123-113. Bobby Portis with 25 points, Giannis with 24. It's the first time since October the Bucks have won back-to-back games. The athletic director at UW-Platteville has been fired. Michael Knipp was hired a year and a half ago. No details. University officials say it's a personnel matter. NFL, the Packers' Micah Parsons had surgery on his left knee to repair the torn ACL he suffered in Denver 2 weeks ago. The average recovery time is 9 to 12 months. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with some light snow likely today. Around an inch, maybe a little more, especially north, where we could get maybe 1 to 2. Our high today, 18. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Our low dropping to the mid to upper single digits tomorrow. A little more light snow with a high right around 14. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98QCountry.com or trailmix.fm.